What does it mean forbidden? Yeah. Well, it depends. If the when we're saying hetera bala or isura bala, if there's yeshudas, we're going to explain right now to clarify what does it mean nechla paiskim. Okay, so the question is, what does it mean isura bala that absorbed iser? What does it mean hetera bala that absorbed either iser or heter? V'nechleku apoiskim leinu chametz habluah b'kli. Okay, so how do we view chametz? It's chametz which is absorbed in a kli. Is that chametz iser? Or is that chametz heter? Now, well, how could chametz be heter? Well, I'd venture to assume almost all of us in this room had chametz this morning. Did you just have iser this morning? No, you didn't. Why? Because it's not Pesach now. It's not a sixth hour of Pesach. So the question now we'll be discussing, which is a very interesting point, is chametz, because it's called chametz, is that iser? Which is going to be the prevailing opinion of most Rishonim. Or is it that today, this is not Pesach, today is Rosh Chodesh Adar. So it's not a concern to eat chametz today. And therefore, chametz is mutter. So they have two sides of the coin here. Either chametz is called hetera bala, because today you can have chametz. Or is chametz called isura bala, because you review it after the shame, the name. And the chametz is called chametz. And therefore, since it has that name, it's going to be iser. Just that once again, we are in the introduction. It seems like the recording stopped before. We're in the introduction to these halachas in Sif Katan Chav Ches and Simen Tov Nun Aleph. Simen Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Chav Ches for the recording. Okay, so let's continue. Yesh Oimrim de Gamze de Ze Gamke Mikri Hetera Bala. That this chametz is called Hetera, mutter, permissible, which was absorbed. Why? Shebe Emsa Shana, during the year. When the chametz is absorbed from this mulyasa, it's permissible. Therefore, all you have to do is hagola to kasha the spit or the grill. Uli di tu, according to those opinions, call kelim shetash mishon aidei ur, all the kelim shetash mishon that their usage is through fire, le'inyan pesach dai b'hagola. Even though it's used through fire, all you have to do is hagola. V'yesh oimrim, some say dafka noisar, only specifically noisar, by the kodshim. Shebe'es habliya, noisar is the leftover carbon, noisar from the word of yoter, yoser, remaining, it's extra. So the carbon that was left over had to be burnt. So that's, there's some say that dafka, specifically noisar, the extra carbon that had to be burnt, shebe'es habliya, at the time when it was being absorbed, it was absorbing the taste into the spit. When it was absorbing the taste in, there was no taste name of the basar of meat into this spit. Therefore, originally it was called hetera bala. It was the spit was absorbing permissible taste from the meat into the spit. Aval, however, chametz, the be'ez hishtamshus hashfud, the chametz, that when you use the spit with chametz, hayashem chametz alabliya, there's the status of chametz on that which is being absorbed. V'achshav gamkein shmoy chametz, and now also it's called chametz, elo sh'atu nus'ayra ha'isul ma'freya al shem chametz zeh. But since it's referred to chametz, it's called the same chametz which is aser on Pesach time. It's the same chametz which is aser today, even though it's not Pesach. So it's called iser, because we view it after the name of chametz. Loi mikri b'shem hetera bala, and therefore it's not called hetera bala. It's not called it was absorbed heter, and then you would not be allowed to kasher with hagala, but rather you would have to kasher with libun. Excellent. The chametz bala b'soichai, because chametz absorbed inside of the metal or the spit, whatever was used. V'gamashav hu chametz, now it's chametz v'chlal isura bala hu b'tzrichin libun, and you have to use libun. But lazeh, interestingly enough, hiskimu roif apoiskim, most of the poiskim say it's called isura bala. We go after the name of chametz. Al kein pasuk mechaber kevasayu. That's why the mechaber is saying you have to kasher the spit or the grill with libun. Mikom makayim, nonetheless, ein lilmoid midin zel mekamis acherim. Very important point that Mishnah Berurah is telling us, don't learn out from this halacha to other cases. Oh, I have to kasha libun here, I have to kasha libun there. Each case is different. Because there are times when there are other reasons to be lenient, other sides saw them to be lenient. Gamkein lazeh dasa poiskim, lazeh dasa poiskim, the sviru the chametz mikri hetera bala. Chametz is called hetera bala, and therefore, all you have to do is hagala. We'll stop here for today, and we'll continue with the Gemara Shir in a few minutes. Yashu kayach to everyone.